Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today. You are what you eat. It's becoming increasingly clear that a host of illnesses, heart disease, cancers, arthritis, even Alzheimer's, are influenced in large part by chronic inflammation. What we eat has an enormous influence on this internal marker. Today's episode is devoted to guiding you in starting or expanding an anti-inflammatory food diet so you can feel better and stay healthier. I'm Peggy Silfun, your host and internationally known personal development coach, trained by masters in Eastern and Western traditions. One of my heroes, who I studied functional nutrition under, is Dr. Mark Hyman, and he's a huge advocate of making good food choices to maintain vitality, well-being, and even reverse disease. So I got particularly interested in nutrition because I have a terrible sweet tooth, and I've suffered the same fate as many fellow Americans, and that is sugar addiction. Sugar is hidden so insidiously in so many of our foods. So I began my 7-day food strategy program, which, by the way, I've made available to you and it's free. Check the show notes. I couldn't stop my sweet cravings until I began this regime. And within 3 days, I not only felt better and more energetic, but foods tasted better and my sweet cravings were mitigated. Now, I've preached this before. Sugar has no nutritional value. It's 8 times more addictive than cocaine. Lights up that feel-good center of the brain, but it dupes us into thinking we're getting good nutrition, and it's quite the opposite. So I use my own 7-day strategy about twice a year just to get myself on the right track. Inflammation is a process in which the immune system becomes off balance. When your body recognizes anything that's foreign, like invading microbes, plant pollen, chemicals, the immune system kicks into gear, triggering inflammation. So it's a natural protective response. However, when the process is prolonged, it results in damage to healthy tissue. Poor diet is a main contributor. Stress is also a culprit. So it's easy to add foods to your diet that reduce inflammation and improve how you feel, reducing your risk for chronic disease. I have a friend from England who was given a 1% chance of surviving her melanoma cancer. Understandably panicked, she worked on reducing her stress, completely changed her diet, started doing healthy juicing. Now, 30 years later, she's living happily in the south of France, and she's a health coach. So what's the first step? From my own personal experience, coupled with my training, I discovered really awareness of choices you're making and what you're eating each day, or what I call mindful eating, is essential. That said, I don't encourage paranoia about what you eat or calorie counting. It's not really a diet, but a lifestyle. To keep track, I love the My Life Well app, which has a nutrition tracking component, as well as a nutritionist who offers videos, trainings, recipes, and there's even a social nutrition group. I also wholeheartedly support better education about what's really good for you, which is why I'm doing today's podcast. Look, sometimes it's tough to know what's good. We've got this ping-ponging of opinions over the years. We were told to stop eating butter, switch to margarine, and then, no, butter's okay. Then we're told, don't eat fats. Wait, now we find fats are important for brain health. So, obviously, as we accumulate more data, research, science, recommendations change. One thing is very, very clear. The biggest key to eating healthier is choosing real food. What do I mean by that? Hey, an apple is just an apple, right? Foods that are not processed, refined, or full of trans fats or what you want to choose. So I'm back to talking about avoiding sugar in snacks, drinks, donuts, pastries, white bread, pastas. Overly processed and refined carbohydrates actually remove the fiber, speed up digestion, but the bad result is a spike in blood sugar levels, which leads to inflammation. Vegetable oils high in omega-6 fatty acids have also been linked to an increase in sustained inflammation, as well as trans fats, products, which are found in a lot of our fast foods, and they have partially hydrogenated oils that can lead to a host of health problems over time. So it's also important to know your body and your response patterns to food. I have a client who suffers celiac disease. This is an allergy to gluten, which produces an inflammatory response for her whenever she eats it. I've been tested to show a sensitivity to wheat, so I avoid all wheat products. And I'll digress for a moment to share additional insight about wheat production in the United States. It is harvested typically by using Roundup to kill the plants, making them easier to harvest and less wear and tear on the machinery. This weed killer is full of glyphosate, a toxic substance that wreaks havoc on our hormones and immune system. When I do want breads, I make sure ingredients are sourced from France or Italy, and I still avoid wheat. An overall healthy anti-inflammatory approach to consider is the Mediterranean diet, which basically consists of fruits, vegetables, nuts, whole grains, fish, and healthy oils. And you can just start by adding blueberries, strawberries, apples, or leafy greens to your diet, as these are really high in natural antioxidants and polyphenols, which are really protective. Include foods like tomatoes, olive oil, coconut oil, salmon, trout, sardines. So breakfast might consist of oatmeal served with fresh berries and walnuts, or maybe a smoothie. In the links, you'll find my free smoothie recipes. You might snack throughout the day on whole fruits, nuts, fresh veggies instead of cookies. Again, watch the ingredients on your power bars and power drinks, as many of them are loaded with sugars. Eat more fish, less fatty red meats, and add a side salad, green, orange, yellow vegetables, plus drink plenty of water, herbal teas, or green teas. Additionally, consider herbs and spices, which are antioxidants, and they add a lot of great flavor to your food. Turmeric, found in curry powder, does this with a strong substance called curcumin. Garlic can also curb inflammation. Allow me to share with you some of my personal healthy choices. I do have a cup of coffee in the morning, but I take it black, and I use a special blend from Vitacup that has turmeric and B vitamins. By the way, coffee contains polyphenols and other anti-inflammatory compounds, so it can protect against inflammation as well. I'll often use one of my smoothie recipes and have a smoothie for breakfast or for lunch. If I have more time, I love to create a great salad with a variety of organic greens, organic carrots. I'll do organic green beans, garbanzo beans, organic hemp hearts, which are a good source of protein, cherry tomatoes, fresh mushrooms. I'll add walnuts, sometimes chopped strawberries, or slices of free-range chicken or turkey. I like to sprinkle dulse flakes over my salads. It gives it a really nice taste. It's a great source of protein, iron, potassium, and vitamin Bs. Occasionally, I'll sprinkle on feta or goat cheese, although I do try to limit all dairy. Dairy does tend to contribute to inflammation. For dressing, I use a combination of avocado or olive oil and organic balsamic vinegar of Modena, or I often use the Amish Harvest Herbal Tonic Sipping Vinegar Blend, which is really good for digestion. Plus, I'll add some of my sprouts that are growing in my kitchen. I grow sprouts on my kitchen counter on a regular basis, and as I pass by the counter, I grab a handful of fresh-grown sprouts to just munch on. They're really delicious and full of nutrients. I found a company named Hamama that has created the easiest way to grow organic sprouts in just a few days with no fuss or muss. I'll grow kale, broccoli sprouts, wheatgrass, salad mix. It's great. Oh, and that's another important point. Organic for me is worth it, especially berries and greens. I'm a big fan of avocados, but those don't need to be organic. So if you want to know which foods are an organic must-buy, check out the Environmental Working Group's list of the Dirty Dozen foods that are full of harmful pesticides, and then you can decide for yourself. For more education, I highly recommend learning from food movement leader John Robbins and his son Ocean, who have hosted the Food Revolution Summit, which is a compilation of teachings from trusted authorities from all over the world. If you want your own personalized program, reach out to me. I'd be honored to work with you. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.